Hi there, this is Jimbo, and I'm here with one of my friends, Janelle, who works here at the radio station. But Janelle, you're involved in a very special nonprofit organization. Tell us a little more about it.
Yes, Central Oregon Songwriters Association started many years ago by a couple of great men that are songwriters here in Central Oregon. COVID hit, and of course, we couldn't meet anymore, and I've started it back up again. I was voted president of this organization, and I'm kind of spearheading it to get members back into meeting once a month to talk about their songs they're writing, showcase them, promote, educate, and motivate the members to write music and get out there and perform.
And you're big into music, and I've known you for a couple of years, and music is your life. Music is everybody's life because it takes us back to places much like food does, and it does magical things in our world. You got started early, and you're involved in a lot of musical stuff around town. Tell us what you're involved in.
Yeah, I like to take advantage of my experiences and share those with other musicians in the community and hopefully save them some agony or extra steps in their journey. I moved here in 96 and majored in education and music over at COCC. And I actually started teaching music at the age of 19 at a private school here while going to college, and then became a subcontracted music teacher going into private public schools, daycares, and preschools, sharing my love for music, among many, many other things that I've been blessed to do over the years since moving here. Being the president of the Central Oregon Songwriters Association is truly one of the biggest blessings because I get to experience something very unique when these members show up for the meeting. They share songs that maybe they've only played in their bedroom or maybe for their spouse or family members or friends, and they present the song, sometimes unfinished, and that's fine too. Mm-hmm. And they ask us questions on how to change some things, or we talk about the things we liked. If someone isn't a musician playing an instrument, but maybe they write poetry, they can come to the meetings and collaborate with a musician. And so there's a lot of interactive community involvement that happens when meeting other like-minded people that like the same thing and are passionate about the same thing as you. And one of the best things is at these meetings, oftentimes outside these meetings, people ask what's my favorite genre music. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, out of everything, my favorite is a songwriter. Hearing their song for the first time is something extra special that I may never hear again, and often encourage them to record it. And we have resources here in the community that I can connect songwriters with to get their songs recorded, get out there performing, or just meet somebody else and collaborate.
I like how you incorporated the poetry thing into your meetings, because if you really take a deep look at a lot of the lyrics and songs, it's poetry.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I've teamed up with our friend here at the radio station, Dave Clemens. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know he writes poetry. And during COVID, when I wasn't out performing, he gave me some of his poetry, and I turned him into music, and we're working on getting that done in the studio. And it really inspired me to look in that perspective and share that with the community. Again, taking my own personal journey and sharing it with other people that are on a similar journey so that they can benefit from my experiences of being here so many years and exploring this.
Gotcha. You play multiple instruments. Tell everybody what instruments you play. And I want to preface this by saying, I loved it at Christmas time when you sent me your version of Linus and Lucy from Charlie Brown. That made my day.
Well, that was on piano, and piano is probably my first and favorite love. I was classically trained, then jazz trained. I've won many awards, not only performing classical music at competitions growing up, but also writing music on the piano. If I'm going to sit down and just kind of relax and tap out of reality for a minute, I'll sit at the piano. Anything from creating my own music to doing pop covers and a reggae version, or, you know, twisting songs up, mashing mm-hmm. them up. I like taking like the Moonlight Sonata and Still DRE Dr. Dre melody and then going into Jingle Bells, you know, from there. So I like to mix things up, but I also play guitar, ukulele, bass, drums, many, many instruments. I teach around in the community as well, and I like to take my teaching skills and open that up to the COSA members when they come to the meeting as well.
So how many members right now are currently in COSA?
Well, currently, it's a slow start back up again. We have probably 50 or less. Before the lockdowns that happened a few years ago, we were in the thousands. We were actually holding local Grammys, so to speak. They were the Central Oregon Songwriter of the Year competition. So each month, we would have a contest, and the winner that won that Song of the Month would get free entry into the Song of the Year. And then towards getting closer to the event, we would open it up to all of the Northwest. People could submit songs and enter, and then we've had it at the Tower Theater back when Second Street was open. We've had it over at when it was Kelly D's, but now it's Biggie's,
right?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of competitions. I have awards on my mantle from those, winning Song of the Year. We do audience choice, all different genres. It's a little bit slow of a start. I'd like to have a couple hundred members before we bring that Song of the Year competition back, but that's why I'm happy to be interviewed today, so we can get the word out about this wonderful organization and get a good member base, and then we can hold our local Grammys again.
Is there a website that people can go to for this?
Well, there is social media on Facebook. We do have the COSA, Central Oregon Songwriters Association, but the quickest way to get a hold of me would be to email me at songwritersofcentraloregon@gmail.com. Again, songwritersofcentraloregon@gmail.com. You can also email centraloregonsongwriters@gmail.com as well.
Do you know anybody that's been involved in this that's had a song published or recorded?
There is a song that we actually play here at Horizon Broadcasting Group on one of our radio stations. It's a disco funk song.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but the guy who did the simple little guitar sound in the song actually lives now here in Central Oregon. We have a lot of members ranging from a songwriter from Lapine who's a teenager all the way up into the golden years. And a lot of these musicians surprisingly have a lot of experience in Nashville. They do have studio work that they've done, and they are willing and ready to open up their experiences like I love to do and share with other songwriters to help them out.
So as we close out today, how can somebody get a hold of you again for the COSA?
Yeah, you can email me, Janelle, at centraloregonsongwriters@gmail.com. Also at songwritersofcentraloregon@gmail.com. You can also check out COSA, Central Oregon Songwriters Association, on Facebook.
Great interviewing you today, and it's great working with you every day, too.
My pleasure. Thank you.